Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Last night, the government announced that phase four has been further delayed after a spike in COVID-19 cases. It means wet pubs, i.e. the ones that don't serve food, won't open on Monday, and mass gatherings both outdoors and indoors won't be able to take place. But what impact will all this have on the entertainment industry? And does our next guest have the solution to the whole pandemic? Mentalist, hypnotist and magician Keith Barry is on the phone. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling about this? Because I mean, you're one of the busiest guys on the road. You always have been. You do vast amounts of gigs around the country. Your shows are so popular and you always have some new exciting tour coming out. With the even small crowds not being allowed, how are you feeling about everything?
Yeah, look, it's difficult and disappointing, I suppose, for the entertainment industry as a whole. I mean, obviously, look, health comes first and the advice. But, you know, with that being said, I suppose the bigger issue is that we're not getting any guidance whatsoever as to when potentially we may be able to get gatherings going again indoors on, you know, any substantial amount. So even going up to like 100 people or 200 people for an entertainer like myself or maybe somebody like Tommy Tiernan or Jason Byrne or whoever it may be, you know, we kind of spent more than that. Now, with that being said, I'm actually planning my next tour, believe it or not. We're planning to go on tour starting January 1st. So I'm planning that with MCD at the moment and to do it within whatever restrictions are in place by the government at that moment in time. We're hoping, of course, that, you know, the capacity will have increased and then whatever restrictions are in place will work within those guidelines. You know?
What do you do in the case of, say, you sell 1,000 tickets for a venue, but then if it turns out that you can only fit 500 in, how do you decide who gets in the door?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. So I think initially when we go on sale, which will probably be, I'm guessing, October, which is a bit later than what I'd normally go on sale, that we'll have a good idea of what the capacity will be, and we'll probably work on even a reduction on that itself, insofar as we'll sell a certain amount of tickets, then wait to see what happens, and then increase the ticket sales. I mean, for me, you know, I'm privileged that, you know, I worked hard in the kind of first 2 months of COVID to have flipped all of my business online. So now virtual mentalism and virtual keynotes are the mainstay of my business. But I appreciate the fact that, you know, in the entertainment world in Ireland, it isn't just the likes of me or maybe some of the, my contemporaries that I've mentioned, that there is like such an industry that relies on entertainers as a whole. You know, wedding singers, wedding bands, show bands, and, you know, staging people, lighting people, technicians, they're all at work. And again, I don't see any creativity from the government as to when we might be able to get work. And I think that's the problem, is just creativity coupled with, obviously, the health that we're in. I mean, quick example to you. I'm sitting on the side of a road here, just past Rathdowney on the way to Cork. I'm going fishing today, of all things. You know, I was wearing my mask. I went into Circle K on the way down, put my mask on. I'm going to put up a video of it later. And there was 10 other people in Circle K, all customers. None of them wearing masks. So I think, you know, opening the pubs is not the issue. It's, we're all the issue. And I don't see people following the guidelines that are even there. So, you know, I think the pubs are actually a secondary issue to what's really going on in Ireland right now, which is people aren't adhering to any kind of guidelines as far as I can see.
You mentioned the online stuff there. Have you been able to adapt your illusions to work via Zoom?
Yeah,
do you need the person in the room with you?
No, I've actually designed a show that works completely virtually. And actually, I'm finding that it's working really well from the perspective of, you used to see me on stage in, we'll just say, the Olympia or wherever it is, where they're obviously distance from me as far as they're 20, 30 foot or in some cases 150 foot from the stage. I feel people are loving the intimacy of the Zoom performances because they feel like they're in the room with me. And I've designed the experience that everybody gets their brain hacked, their mind hacked multiple times through the performance. So, you know, recent clients have been like Vodafone, Google Central Europe, the Knoll Group. So it's high-end corporates that I'm doing at the moment. And what I'm finding now is because people obviously are recognizing that Christmas parties are unlikely to happen, all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting a lot of corporate Christmas parties coming to me now for virtual Zoom parties. It's a weird world that we're in, but I think we have to pivot and adapt. And luckily, I've done that, you know.
So you can, I mean, you've done it to me so many times. You've got my PIN number out of me. You essentially just need to see someone's face, don't you? Because our face and our eyes in particular give away so much information.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to see people, because if I can't see people, I can't figure out their nonverbal cues and tells. So, you know, I need to be able to read their body language, because, look, still we do recognize that 40 to 55% of our communication is indeed nonverbal, which is basically body language. So once I can see them through Zoom, and look, you know what? I'm having the crack. You know, and it was difficult to set this up as a business. You know, I didn't just plop onto Zoom. You know, I have a technical director where we, you know, we split screens, we brand the experience and all the rest of it. So it was a difficult transition, but I'm finding now that I'm enjoying it and the clients are enjoying it as well.
But
you know?
I think you're very fortunate, though. I mean, if you take comedians like myself, it's very hard to recreate a comedy club in, you know, in a Zoom and a virtual arena. And I suppose your talents possibly lend themselves a bit more to that environment than your traditional, a lot of traditional entertainment, like, you know, a Kaylee band isn't going to get the same feeling that, you know, over a Zoom call than you would if they were in the corner of the pub.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think therein lies the rub. You know, I did work hard at flipping my stuff virtually and making sure that it did work properly virtually. But a lot of people can't do that. A lot of entertainers, like you said, musicians, comedians. And again, we do need those guidelines put in place or a plan put in place. You know, I heard that statement, that was a stupid statement that came out by, I think it was Heather Humphreys last week, or just a few days ago, where she said, you know, musicians need to start looking at other avenues. That's just nonsense. You know, musicians are, you know, they're an artist, they're a craft, so are comedians, so are magicians. Anybody in the entertainment industry is in it because we love it, we have a passion for it, and we won't be doing anything else. So, you know, we do need to have those guidelines put in place, and I fully appreciate that, you know, we have to be safe. We have to make sure that, you know, Ireland gets back to as best of the best of that we can, given the crisis that we're in. But, you know, we still need to be creative and need to plan for, you know, gatherings and so on. And again, you know, the pubs not reopening Monday is the right move, maybe. But for me, a bit of creativity there would have easily solved that. Just, you know, stick a curfew on at 11 o'clock. Let's be honest, really, the real messiness in Ireland or anywhere in the world happens after like 10 or 11 o'clock when people have had too many pints and then all the rules go out the window. So a quick solution would have just been stick a curfew on it and just allow people go to the pubs, you know.
Getting them out of the pub is always the issue.
Well, here's the thing, right? I've been going to Dingle for years, and I see Dingle has been, you know, on Twitter and in the news because people are going there. But I've been going there for 20 years, so I know all the locals. So I went down there a couple of weeks ago, maintained my social distancing, but walking down the street to Dingle, yeah, it was busy. It wasn't too busy, but I was hearing people saying, I actually was watching this, and I was hearing people saying, you know, let's get ready for the party, let's go to Super Value, get our tins. They're planning for the house parties. So the pub's not reopening. It's a bit of a false thing, I think, you know. And I just very quickly, for people here who might be, you know, struggling on just being able to focus on goals or dreams or creativity even, I wrote an ebook through all of this, and I was originally going to sell it before the whole coronavirus hit. I had started to write it, but I decided just to give it away for free. And it's a formula that I designed called Mind Magic. And it's about mental attitude, about focusing on your creativity and your imagination. And if people want to get that, they just have to log on to www.keithbarry.com/ebook. It's completely free, nothing expected in return. And it's just a little tool that people might be able to use, might find, you know, useful to be able to redesign their subconscious mind, you know.
That's nice. It's a nice thing to do, and it's certainly something that I've witnessed across the entertainment industry. The amount of free resources, free entertainment that people have been just given away to people, I think, is really admirable, and we definitely appreciate it all. Where are you going fishing?
I'm going down to the Blackwater in Cork, and this has been my first day off in a couple of months, believe it or not, because I did flip everything online, and I've been doing lots of gigs recently. So I'm escaping just for the day. No kids, no wife, nobody.
Sea fishing, is it?
No, no, it's river fishing. I'm going down to hunt for the king of the sea, the salmon. They run up the rivers this time of year, so I'm going down to Blackwater to see if I can grab a salmon. So I'll be out here for about 12 hours in the rain, happy from ear to ear.
Can you not just do your mind tricks to sort of intimidate the fish out of the water?
I'll tell you what, I'll try it later, and I forget when I'll send you a photo of it, right? You can stick it up on your Instagram.
It's hard to look a salmon in the eye, though. That's the hard part, if you can get his attention.
Well, you know, tickle him under the belly is the other way. Stick your hand underneath, tickle him under the belly and try and scoop him out of the water, you know?
Well, look, it sounds like a well-earned break. Thanks for chatting to us this morning, Keith.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
Enjoy.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.